What's up, everybody? Welcome to Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, as always, Ramondo Burnside, and with me,
Joel Gao.
Hey, everybody. This is Noah.
What's up, guys? Hey, Jose.
Jose.
Hey.
The babyface assassin.
I shaved. It feels weird. It's like I still feel it, man. Like, it's I still like feel
a,
my beard.
It's like a phantom beard. Yeah. Like, you know, when people in the war lose their arm or whatever, then they say they have a phantom. Yeah. They'll still feel the arm, and they call it a phantom arm. And
so I was feeling a phantom beard. Yeah, I was feeling the breeze like hit my face, and I was like, I still feel my freaking beard.
Just don't do that to yourself in the wintertime, though.
No, I'm not.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to grow it back soon.
Yeah.
So, what's up?
Your beard is up, apparently.
No, it's gone.
It's off.
It's off.
Yeah, it's on hiatus. It's on vacation.
Everyone looked at me weird.
You can put a fake beard on and just walk around with that. It makes you feel better.
No, let's talk about games.
And we will do that. We're going to definitely get into some talk about Star Trek Bridge Crew, Tekken 7, and of course, so tasty, for freaking Friday the 13th, the game.
Sweet.
I can't wait to get to that topic. Good stuff indeed. But before we get into that stuff, guys, how's everybody been doing? We had like a week off there because, you know, the holiday and everything with Memorial Day. You guys get anything special in the last 2 weeks? Joel, anybody?
Yeah. Nothing too exciting. Just been playing games. I beat Prey.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How long did that take?
A long time because I went through it very slowly, methodically, and try to search for everything and complete all the side quests. I think I missed maybe two side quests.
Okay, but, so you were doing like side missions and just roaming around?
Yeah.
Sweet. I can see myself doing the opposite just to get through it, possibly. Yeah.
You get a better ending, though, if you... let me just... Without spoiling too much, the better you treat the humans on board, the better your ending is.
Oh, so you can like treat the humans like crap.
Yeah.
Sweet. Down for that.
Yeah, you could kill you can kill everybody, or you can save them.
Okay, so there's some moral lines there for you to follow or not follow, I guess.
There are several endings and a secret ending. I don't know exactly which one I got, but it was good enough for me, so.
Okay, cool. Anything else you've been up to?
I've been playing some XCOM 2.
That's a fun game.
Nice. I haven't gotten into that yet. How is it for you?
I did on PC.
It's awesome. I've been playing a little bit of that, and then, of course, I've been trying some of that Bridge Crew and Tekken and continuing to play Injustice and some other stuff. So it's been a good couple weeks.
Nice.
Yeah. Sweet.
How about you, Noah?
That's cool, yeah. It's been busy couple weeks. School's full swing because I'm full-time even during the summer, so that's keeping me busy. And of course, the movie I've been pretty much waiting my entire life for finally came out this week, so got to go see Wonder Woman, and it was excellent, and I'll probably see it a couple more times.
When I think of Wonder Woman, I always think of Stewie Griffin in Star Wars, when Peter shoots him with the laser. You know that part?
I've seen the Family Guy Star Wars, but it's been a bit. I don't remember the Wonder Woman.
Just like standing there in the cafeteria in a dining table, and they shoot him. He's like, psh, psh, Wonder Woman. I love that part.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was very good. I definitely recommend everybody going.
Was
to
it up to your?
See
was it up to expectation?
Yep, it actually probably surpassed mine a little bit. There were a few things I thought, you know, I mean, I won't spoil the movie at all, but like, for instance, how she speaks English. I thought they were just going to gloss over that and kind of assume, you know, whatever, but there was a very excellent answer to it that, you know, and just all the things I thought, well, how are they going to handle this? And I hope they don't handle it wrong. They did a good job with. So I was like, wow. So I was definitely quite happy. And other than that, just playing video games. It's been a fun two weeks. Our whole topic list is good. And that's about it with me.
I got another question for you about Wonder Woman, though. I mean, being the resident Wonder Woman expert, yes. Did you feel like they hit the mark as far as just it being an overall, like, just her just nailing who she is and getting into that backstory a little bit and then, like, sticking the landing with the third act of the movie and everything?
Right.
Do you feel like everything came together for you as far as your expectations?
Yep, it really did. It was really important, I think, that to portray her as wanting to be a hero. There's so much angst lately in superhero movies, mm-hmm. and this one really captured, I thought, the spirit of Wonder Woman by just the, you know, you wanted to go out and be a hero afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she wants to do good and do the right help people. Thing. She feels like it's her calling. You know, where in like, you know, oh, Batman, should I kill us? I don't know if I should do it. I'm an angry superhero, and Superman's, you know, all in Smallville, struggling with his identity, and Wonder Woman's just like, my job is to save the world. And that's what she goes and does, you know. Yeah. So this is awesome.
I feel like she's like on the only hero that has a stable life to say.
Right, right.
No, yeah. I felt the same way. The only thing that got to me a little bit was just every now and again I felt like they got a little heavy handed with like the love stuff. Like, oh, there's so much love, I'm gonna fight this with love and everything, you know, Care Bear feelings for me.
Right.
But other than that, I loved everything about it. The action was on point. Yeah. They made her pretty BA. There was a couple of scenes every now and again where she, like, you know, she's in the middle of a fight scene, you see her get a little like a quick pan up of her face and she's kind of posing for a second and the wind's blowing her hair
right
back. And I'm like, okay, you didn't have to
I
do that.
It. Oh, well, see, I love that. I love those guys. Any scene where her hair was perfect and blowing in the wind and the armor gleaming, I was like, oh, this is awesome.
I think part of
an Amazon. She's going to be beautiful.
Right, right.
Even in the midst of bloody battles.
Saying that she's hot or something like that doesn't do it justice. Like, she's muy bueno.
She's
put it
perfect.
That way. How's that, Jose?
That was nice.
Yeah.
Muy bonita.
Yeah. It was good. I liked it a lot.
Yep.
There, every now and again, I wanted her to be a little more like angry in battle, but that's not who she is, though.
Right. I mean, I like the love part because the thing that really separates her between the other heroes, too, especially in the comic books, is that she would prefer to solve whatever problem she's given diplomatically before she throws fists and throws punches. And so she's kind of always been that love first, fight later. But yeah, they definitely had a great antagonist for her, which they did a great job of hiding, and I'm not going to spoil it because that was one of Batman versus Superman's big flaws, was it kind of gave the Doomsday scene away in the previews.
It's like, that would have been a great reveal for BVS had they not even shown that, and all of a sudden you're like, what? Doomsday's in this too?
Exactly,
you know, and then your wig gets blown off into the wind.
Yep.
But it's like, damn. Yeah.
But the third act has been very cleverly hidden, and there's some good surprises.
Hopefully
action,
they continue with the Justice League.
And the good thing, too, is that it's been such a success that this hopefully paves the way for other female-led hero movies and directed and just opens up, you know, the opportunities for like a Birds of Prey movie or a Gotham City Sirens, things, you know.
Because it's Patty Jenkins, right?
Yeah.
They were saying, we talked about an Indie Comic Ninja for a little bit, that she is now, Wonder Woman is the highest grossing movie by a female director as of, you know, for this its first opening weekend or whatever.
Right, right.
That's crazy.
So yeah, blew that right out of the water. So good stuff, man. That's how it should be. I mean, let's get it on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And I'm just so glad it's so successful because for so long Hollywood was saying nobody would care about it or touch it or want to, you know, have it. And they totally proved them wrong because it blew Batman and Suicide Squad.
I think anything can be done if the right people get a hold of it, the right passion is put forth towards it, the right amount of care for the source material.
Right.
Anything can be great. You just got to find all those pieces and put them together properly, you know?
Right.
Like anything else.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope this is a wake-up call for Hollywood on that stuff. So, we'll see.
Aren't they changing the didn't they change the director on the Justice League?
Well, they had to.
That's probably a good thing.
Well,
director's not. I mean,
no, it's Snyder, right?
Right. Zack Snyder's daughter committed suicide, and so he dropped out of the movie.
He had to for family reasons.
Josh Whedon has picked up the directing, but he's literally picking up where he left off under his.
Yep. He's
going
to be doing exactly what he wanted to do. He's not going to make it his movie all of a sudden.
Right,
it's not going to change anything, but the vision's going to be the same. He's just picking up the mantle for him because he's dealing with a family situation.
And for everybody that's kind of like, oh, Zack Snyder, you know, and worried. I mean, remember, he co-wrote the Wonder Woman movie, so he can do it, you know, just because you might not have liked Batman versus Superman or whatever. Don't think the Justice League will instantly be a bad movie because of that.
Exactly.
That's just, kind of my silver lining. So
I think it'll be good. I mean, even Wonder Woman nailed some of the humor and whatnot.
Oh,
and it felt natural. It didn't feel weird or like shoehorned in. Like, they were so dark before. Now we got to make it funny for everybody.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
It was naturally
funny. Yeah.
Sweet. I still need to watch it. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Same here.
But since you didn't watch it,
I'll probably get ID'd.
That's PG-13. So I think
I'll probably still get ID'd now.
Probably will now for sure.
But, sir, how old are you? You can't enter the movie theater. I'm like, oh, come on.
You don't look like you're even 13.
Your dad? And then I walk
Yeah, my dad,
Mondo, get me in the movie.
My dad's still out buying cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, since you didn't see the movie, I'm sure you did other things. What have you been listening to?
I did
around?
Stuff, man.
What have you been playing or games. Doing?
Games and TV shows. And Yeah, I've been playing, catching up on Gravity Rush. I'm actually enjoying that game more, but I keep forgetting to.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because the second one's going to come in the mail shortly because I'm going to return all the Gamefly games I have. As well, still continue playing the Call of Duty. Oh, and I bought Overwatch.
What?
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. You got a six man finally. Jesus.
And yeah, it's like I kind of regret it because it's actually really good.
I told you.
I already have so many like epic.
If only you had friends skins. To tell you like how good something was so you can try it out.
I pulled a Nick.
Where would you do? What would you did pull a Nick. Yeah, Nick, he doesn't listen to this, so you can make fun of him all you want.
Yeah.
You think he would, but you know.
Yeah, he probably is not.
Yeah. He's like, I'll listen to it next year. Typical Nick fashion.
Yeah, no, it's so good. Just the whole gameplay and just having... of course, I started at Soldier 76 because it's straight off the bat of Call of Duty.
Oh, right,
right, right.
It's the easiest pickup.
Yeah, and then I'm moving into like the defense and then healers and then everything around there. So I'm getting more used to it, but then it just... Getting the skins of all the players is just like really rewarding, and I'm just like, this is crazy. As well, I jumped back into Mass Effect Andromeda. It's entertaining. I'm actually having fun with it now.
How are the patches and whatnot? Have they patched more that you noticed or
I'm heard noticing about? I'm noticing more patches. There's still some spots. I'm getting to the parts where you're talking to nothing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, well, and like the camera zooms in on stuff in the background because nobody's standing there, you mean? Like that kind of thing?
You're just talking to nothing. Like,
awesome.
And then that that person's supposed to respond. Like you're supposed to have an actual conversation with that person, but there's actually no conversation. You're just talking
to
yourself.
So wait, okay, so let me ask this real quick, not to dwell on this or anything. So do you have like on subtitles or anything?
Yes.
If you have subtitles on, does it show what the person should be saying, but they're just not saying it like audio wise? Not even.
I ran into that bug one time.
Not even.
Oh, wow.
I had to reload.
Yeah. I thought it was a bug, but then I remember Joel told me about it, and I was like, okay, so this is what he's talking about, because it's an actual, what's that thing called? Like it's a memory thing that a writer does. It's one of the missions.
Oh, like a flashback?
Yeah, it's a flashback.
I'm like, memory thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think memory, like CPU, you know, like your memory card or whatever.
No, my flash drive wouldn't work.
My flash drive. It's also corrupted.
Yeah.
Bloodborne. I
saw you playing.
I started
Bloodborne.
Playing it and I hated it.
I about messaged you and I was like, so what do you mean you hate it? Bloodborne's
I already died like 10 times.
Yeah, you got to take your time. It's not like a hack and slash.
Yeah.
You really got to be methodical.
Yeah, I already died 10 times.
And get used to dying more.
Yeah. Nier Automata. Started playing that.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Did you like it?
I just downloaded it last night. So. I just have a whole bunch of games coming up right now. So
it's hard, man. Booked.
Tekken's coming in the mail, so.
You let me know when you're ready to get your butt whipped.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful game.
Oh,
as
it's awesome.
Flash, new season Flash on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that.
Season 5 of Arrow on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to watch that.
Season 2 of Supergirl on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bought that. I have that one.
It's on Netflix.
That's cool. It's on Netflix. That's kind of fast.
Yeah, I bought that one.
Really?
That's really fast. Yeah.
So I'm going to be on Netflix a lot now because I love the DC Universe and Netflix because they did a really good job with all that.
I'm glad they're getting that stuff out a little quicker now.
Even though they're all crybabies. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
They are all crybabies.
Yeah. Especially freaking Barry.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah.
Yeah, same for me. Not as much TV shows this week, the last 2 weeks or whatever. We're out of town for the Memorial Day weekend, hence why we didn't have the show. Apologize, guys. But yeah, we were hanging out at my father-in-law's farm, and we just kind of, you know, he has a man-made pond and stuff, so we're all, like, you know, fishing, and kids are catching turtles and frogs and stuff, and everybody has their campers and tents, and we're all drinking, and there's a, you know, long table full of food, and fridge full of beers and stuff. It was just good times, man, for like Sweet. 2 days. Got my farmer's tan going, so, you know, that's always nice. Went from chocolatey to dark chocolate, so, you know, it's good.
Chris Brown.
Crispy Brown. Yeah, crispy Chris Brown. You did it to yourself. Well done. I was going to get you eventually. But yeah, other than that, Overwatch Anniversary, been playing a lot of that. Still plugging away on Persona 5. I'm really enjoying it, but just the daunting task of knowing that there's like 7 palaces and I'm only like in the 3rd one. It feels like, oh, it's like, I find myself skipping some of the dialogues every now and again. I was like, I don't want to do this, but I kind of want to get this done. So I've been messing with that. And then yesterday I went to a Tekken 7 party at my buddy Jake's house. He called it Tekken 7 Fate of Friendship Party. Yeah, so that was good. I got a good dose of that going. But yeah, we'll talk about that on the topic here in a little bit. But other than that, just the usual stuff, man. Just trying to catch up on shows, juggling all the family stuff. So
it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's sexy.
No,
okay, fun. That's probably not the right word to say, right? No. Well, you know what can be fun? Let's talk about some news real quick. So, with the news going on, man, there was one popped up for me that I was like, I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming. They took Final Fantasy VII Remake and they brought it in-house. So Square Enix is doing it themselves. They had it outsourced to another developer to take care of it. So they brought it in-house. I guess, I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but do you guys maybe think this is like a direct thing with the whole IO situation with Hitman? Like they got rid of Hitman, and now they're trying to focus like hardcore. Like we got to get this shit done.
It could be.
You know what I mean? Because
maybe.
Because I can see that game is supposed to come out end of this year. I can see it getting pushed back into 18.
Oh yeah,
easily.
Yeah,
like fall of 18.
Right.
You know, but there.
I wouldn't bet. I wouldn't bet on it coming out this year.
No.
Especially now that it's come back in house.
Yep. So that happened. They're saying that the CyberConnect 2 was not working on it anymore. That was the developer, or that was the team that was working on it. And so they're going to...
You're fired.
Yeah, more or less. But Square Enix is weird anyway. I mean, we've all heard the things about them. They have really weird like ways of looking at success, I feel like. They're skewed. Like, you can look at a game that has sold, you know, millions of copies and like, oh, it wasn't the expectation. Mm-hmm. It's like, what?
Yeah,
like what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they're a little weird sometimes.
I think they overthink about money, pretty much.
Well, I mean, they are a company.
Yeah, but it's like more.
That's the goal.
You don't understand what I'm trying to say. Shut up.
They get greedy.
I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like greed, over like greedy.
Yeah. I mean, you got to make money. It's what you do in business. But yeah, sometimes companies can get too greedy, and then they set their sights too high, and they start making stupid decisions.
Yeah, well, when you're making decisions based on money, or not because of the passion of the project and things like that, you start to kind of lose some things. I mean, giant corporations, obviously, that's their game. So I think on smaller levels, you know, that can work. But corporations, that's the bottom line. They want that dollar. So they're going to find the ways to get around that. But, yeah, so other than that, PS3 production has finally ended officially.
Yeah.
No more PS3s, which I don't know if anybody really knew that they were still making those, but apparently they were.
I thought they stopped like years ago.
They're still making them in Japan, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Japan's
big. I don't know
big,
why,
so.
Though. Like, I don't understand why. Like, who's buying a PS3 right now?
I don't think they're still backwards. Apparently the PS4 is not backwards compatible, is it?
Apparently people in Japan, you say no?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Because Japan still is making PS3 games that's still crazy good, like, because they still are making games that we're not getting.
Oh yeah,
so that's why probably PS3 is still being made over there.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see like if they have like a nice like release list still for PS3 like stuff. Because I mean, how many publishers would you say and developers are actually making things cross platform and backwards compatible for that stuff?
Yeah, not
that's a lot of extra work.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know what I mean. So I'm curious what that release of games looks like right now. Like how crappy of stuff are they getting? Or are they getting legitimate like releases anymore?
And PS4 doesn't do backwards compatible. You can do the PlayStation Now or whatever it is.
That's their answer to backwards compatibility.
Right.
So pay a monthly fee and you can play your PS3 games.
Yeah, I don't like that. What I do like is that less than 2 weeks away is E3.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sounds like fun, but we're still not there.
Road trip.
Are you down?
I would be.
I wish.
Let's go.
I'll be. Doing
there are no
stuff,
there are no tickets left.
No,
there's no
is
tickets.
Sold out for all the general population stuff.
I thought they were sold out for.
They set aside 10,000. I'm sure as it got closer, I'm sure that they started going like hotcakes. More than likely,
hotcakes.
I could be wrong, but I thought I read somewhere that they had sold them out like really fast. So.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me getting close.
Worth
to
looking
date.
Into. But.
Sure. Here's something funny for you. Resident Evil franchise is getting 6 new movies to reboot the whole franchise.
That's a waste.
That's such a waste.
Oh, I wanted to get into this for sure. I know you guys would feel like this. No, why do you think it's a waste?
Well, one, because it's immediately, I mean, the last Resident Evil movie with Mila Jovovich is like still a current new rental. You know what I mean? It's like still a new movie, and there's already going to like reboot it. And I think that's just crazy. I think some time needs to pass between franchises.
Was that movie any good, though?
I haven't seen it yet, to be honest. I plan on it, but I just haven't gotten it. Oh, I do have a desire to watch it.
I
want to
see it. It was big, like trailers for it, and like, but then something like
one of the stunt women died in it. I know.
Oh, really?
Caused a little bit of a
no. Another movie like came out at the same time that kind of like pushed it over and
overshadowed it.
Overshadowed it. Overshadowed. I can't say that word right now.
Overshaft.
Overshafted.
That's what you sound like you said.
Shut up. Yeah, and then pretty much it. No one heard of, or I didn't hear of Resident Evil anymore until like I heard the rental came out, and I was like,
I saw it in the theater, but then it was like you said, there was other things out at the same time. Yeah. I was like, oh, I might see that if once I see all this other stuff or whatever the case may be. But
I think Power Rangers was out that time.
Yeah, it was up against some stiff competition, so I don't know. But not only that though, I don't even think that would even have mattered if it was out by itself. I mean. That franchise isn't what it should have been anyway. I mean, most hardcore Resident Evil fans wanted something more close to source material.
Yeah, I say my other thing is slightly optimistic in that what if they literally do almost a literal port, you know what I mean? And you get the mansion and stuff. I liked that. Alice and all that. I mean, you know, it was okay for what it was, but like they made her just for the movie and for the fans of the video games who wanted to see more of the characters they played and liked and grew up with and stuff like that were a little
at least more of that world in general, like Raccoon City and all that stuff, and like really dig into that a bit more where the movies were a bit more on a disjointed side of things where it's like, oh, this is kind of in that world, but we took a bunch of liberties and did this with it.
It was all about Mila, basically.
It was.
Which
she was
awesome. I think she was married. She was awesome. But... She's married to the director, isn't she?
I don't know.
So he's just wanted to put her in as many movies. Look at my beautiful wife.
That was what Robert Rodriguez did with Rose McGowan when they were together.
Yeah, makes sense, I guess. Happens. So that's happening, which
every artist needs a muse.
Yep, there you go. So we're all shaking our heads to that one. SMH all day on that. So
yeah, we'll see, I guess.
Something that I think we might all be happy about real quick, to kind of wrap up some more of this news real quick. Tom Holland is playing young Nathan Drake in the upcoming Uncharted movie that will never get released. So, I mean, you know, positives.
The internet's not responding positively to...
They don't like it?
...that from what I've read. I don't really care. It's cool. It's not... who I would have like instantly thought of myself, but I mean, he's a good actor. Good. He'll do good. Yeah. I just can't imagine Nathan Drake without seeing Nathan Fillion. You know what I mean? And maybe he couldn't do it. I mean, maybe he wasn't even an option. Who knows? But it seems like Drake is practically modeled
Destiny.
After the dude. Yeah.
What else though?
Yeah. But I don't know. That movie keeps getting changed. I mean, directors, I think they've changed directors like 4 or 5 times. They changed leads. Like at one point, Mark Wahlberg was going to be the lead. And I heard that about threw up in my face.
Okay. No.
If that keeps happening, then that movie should not be made then.
Yeah.
Those games are movies though.
Yeah.
Is the thing. And that's what
they're perfect.
Kind of to their,
they
are perfect,
perfect
just
for
how
a
they
movie
are.
Adaptation.
Yeah.
They are perfect. But like what's like we said earlier, it needs the right people to bring the vision to life. Otherwise, it's going to be
shit. And the right director.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but time keep passing and they keep losing the opportunity.
Hey, but to play devil's advocate a little bit, Avatar, you know, Cameron wanted to make that like 10, 12 years before it actually came out.
The Last Airbender?
No. Well done though. No, Avatar, you know, the one with, you know, the Aloy and the blue people. What? Okay, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. But the point is, though, it's like he put that on the show for like 12, 15 years or some shit like that because he knew the technology that they were using right now wouldn't bring his vision to life. So he put it on hold and waited. I mean, 10, 12, 15 years. And then now it blew up. It's like the biggest box office smash ever. I mean, the man knew what he was doing. So waiting isn't always a bad thing. It's just a matter of what they're going to do when it does come.
Remake The Matrix.
Maybe.
Yes.
I can't picture anybody else doing it besides Keanu.
He still could do it.
Just make him be like Morpheus' character and make him older.
No, he could still be freaking Neo.
I don't know.
He still looks the same.
Yeah, he hasn't really aged that much. I mean, you saw John Wick 2.
That's true.
Ooh, there's still a John Wick 3 coming out too.
Oh, duh. It's supposed to be like a big, they're going to make it a franchise now, obviously.
Okay.
And there's supposed to be a graphic novel too, like comic books and stuff.
Ooh,
soon.
I got a little piece of news.
Yeah, toss it in there.
Probably everybody already knows, but Overwatch is coming out with a new map. Mm-hmm. It's in PTR right now, which is the public testing realm. So people on PC are getting a chance to try it out. It's going to be on the moon. It's the Horizon map or something
like
that.
It's like where Winston was like...
rumors of a second gorilla character.
Shoot the moon.
Too. Yeah, there's a new character they're going to be revealing too. Don't know much about that yet, but... Yeah. Lots of rumors.
Well, what's his face? Fist, what's his name?
Doomfist?
Doomfist is supposed to come at some point, but it hasn't.
Seems like they keep pushing that one back for some reason.
I think they're trying to nail down who's going to do it. I keep hearing rumors about Terry Crews.
Right, say he seems right. He's almost made for him. I mean, he's campaigned to do it too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I think it'll end up being him. They want the hype to die down, then they're going to just surprise us with it.
I still don't know what you guys are talking about.
Terry Crews?
Oh, I know Terry Crews. Oh, but okay. There's anything else. I just joined the game.
One of the escort maps in Overwatch, you have to escort the Doomfist on the thing from one side of the map to the other, and there's a bunch of posters and little Easter eggs on who this Doomfist is, and so fans have picked up on the lore and have wanted this character to actually show up.
Like, have you played Numbani? The level Numbani?
Yeah,
and you look at the wall when you first like spawn, and there's like an Orisa like character up on the wall, like they got punched into the wall and they're like stuck in the wall.
Yeah,
that's Doomfist did that.
Ah, interesting.
So they keep throwing hints that he's around and that he's coming, but they keep pushing back that he's coming out.
He's not ready yet. So that's pretty much.
He's still in the oven. He's not Chris Brown yet.
He's not Chris Brown. He needs to be punched a little bit more.
I can't help it. It's so good. Other than that, Danger Zone came out. This is the last thing here. They made Dangerous Golf. It's the crash mode from Burnout, basically.
Mm-hmm. For $12.99 or something?
Yeah, it's getting mixed reviews because people want Burnout.
Right.
You know?
I
remember playing that crash mode.
Yeah.
It Danger seems Zone. A little limited.
It's very limited.
Yeah.
It's very. So the game takes place in a box-like warehouse. Pretty much the entire game.
Yeah,
and then
boring.
It's very, I can't think of the word I want to use. It's just very compact.
Yeah.
Where you can't see a lot of the stuff. So there's traffic coming.
Clusterfuck.
Basically, yeah. Well, you want a clusterfuck. You want that point to go up. Those points to go up. But there's like a traffic situation where you're coming towards it and you want to try to figure out where you want to hit and what you want to hit so that it creates the velocity and everything, and everything starts to crash into each other and get points at multipliers and stuff. But you can't see where everything's coming from left and right because they narrow your view. So it's like almost like a chance. Like they want you to just keep playing over and over again for the randomness of it to see if you get the high score.
Yeah, it seems boring compared to Burnout. So.
Can you maneuver the car like once you crash it? Like in Burnout?
I think you can like I can steer control a bit steer
and then
a bit,
self-destruct. Yeah. Like once you're like stop moving and then a couple of stuff happen, like a couple crashes keep coming in, you could just self-destruct the car and then you get more points coming up. Or I don't know. I like Burnout.
I love
Burnout. Burnout was awesome.
But I feel like this is not enough for people to really sink their teeth into that are craving another Burnout, you know?
Yeah. It's
so if you're looking for Burnout, this is not it, but if you really just want to crash some shit and have a mild Burnout feeling, it might scratch that itch. For $12.99, you're not really losing out a whole lot if you don't like it, I guess. But you know, the price.
It's an hors d'oeuvre. It's not a it's not a full serving.
There it is. I like that.
It's an appetizer.
It's an appetizer.
Should we get on? So rather than do the appetizers now, should we get on to the main course?
Egg rolls, please.
Sounds delicious.
Egg rolls and delicious. So for our main topics, once again, we're doing Star Trek Bridge Crew for the PSVR, Tekken 7, and Friday the 13th, The Game. Let's start it off with Star Trek Bridge Crew. Anybody else get a chance to try this? Or at least
see I checked it out online. Obviously, I don't have a VR, so I couldn't play it. But read some reviews on it. So.
Yeah, what would you feel like? Do you feel like it's like hot or cold?
Well, the internet's consensus, in my opinion, or what I kind of think. So we'll see what if you guys agree or disagree. But I got the impression that it was a cool and satisfying experience to feel like you're sitting on the bridge of the Enterprise. However, the combat, which wasn't very satisfying. Mm-hmm. And the game's replayability may be a little hindered.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you hit it.
Is that about right on?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay, next topic. No, just kidding.
Right? Well, yeah, we definitely won't be on this very long. But, yeah, Joel and I tried it a little bit last night for a while as well, just to kind of get some you know, to see how it plays multiplayer-wise. But we just did it by ourselves, like in a private match, so we didn't want to do it with other people just right yet. I think we're going to continue to play it, though, just to kind of get more of an idea of how we feel about it. But my first impression is, like, I don't see myself playing this for very long. I think it's cool that if you bought it and you had a friend over, you just wanted to show them, give them an idea of, like, this is how VR is going to be.
Right.
This is where it could go, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a nice tech demo-y kind of thing, but I can't see myself playing that shit all the time. No offense or anything.
I saw some dudes that do the gameplay on YouTube, and I was like, 15 minutes in, and I was just like,
made me sleepy.
It was cool. Yeah. It was cool.
I was doing it.
It was cool, and all the space graphics are really cool. Like, this dude was just like, look at this graphics. Like, I'm in space, but at the same time, I was like, okay, this is not really entertaining.
Tired.
Yeah, I could play Halo and have more fun.
Yeah, and that released on May 30th this year. Just to kind of go back real fast before your thought, Joel, I'm sorry. It's an action-adventure game. Publisher is Ubisoft, and the developer is Red Storm Entertainment. I didn't find out what engine it was, but I guess that doesn't really matter. I guess it's in-house Sony.
Yeah, I didn't catch that either. But
what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, my impressions? Meh.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'll tell you, I liked sitting on the bridge. Okay, it was really cool. Mm. And you can play the game single player, but it's very awkward to do so. You have to switch between characters constantly because the AI isn't great. Like, there are some missions where you actually have to lower down, you know, your engines to a lower power and then try to stealthily fly past some enemies, and the AI has trouble doing that. So then you have to switch from the captain's chair over to the helm and try to do that yourself. And it's not that great, I guess, for the single player. But if you're with a bunch of friends, you can clown around. Mondo was, like, moving his head around, and I could see like how his head was moving around.
Were you both like listening dancing to music?
Oh, I was I was like the flyest Captain Kirk ever.
I was doing stupid shit with my hands, going, "What?"
Yeah,
like, you were flexing. You were just like
"What up?" Yeah, it was fun. It was fun for just messing around a little bit, but I don't think I could see myself playing on a regular basis, like even just to do the story mode or any of that stuff.
Yeah, from what I've read, it's fun for the first couple hours, and then it's just samey for pretty much the whole thing. It's graphics are decent, but not for the characters, but for the actual. You know, ship that you're on, it looks great. Then the battles are kind of boring. I mean, it's always the same thing. So, and if you have four people, you could coordinate everything and work through it. But it's, you know, after maybe some antics, messing around, laughing together, maybe taking down a couple of warbirds, you know, Klingon warbirds or whatever, you're going to find that it gets dull. So... Yep. I wouldn't recommend a purchase on this one.
This is basically so more far for Star Trek fans that grew up with this game.
Yeah,
they want to be a part of it, pretty much.
Great fan service.
Yeah.
But other than that, I wouldn't get too excited. Rent that if you're going to try it.
Yeah, rent it.
We should rate stuff like, hey, buy it, rent it, or borrow it.
Yeah.
Or don't bother.
Yeah. Dust in the wind. I don't know. That's depressing. But, yeah, we'll play a little bit more this week and just maybe report back next week and see if it's gotten any better. But, yeah, we'll see. But I'll tell you what was really good. Tekken 7 is a gem. I think it's the best Tekken, like, ever, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's
as far
awesome
as, like, just how it looks and plays. I mean,
I definitely disagree with that.
What? No.
He's doing the Injustice.
It's okay.
No, I actually like Tekken way better than Injustice.
Which Tekken would you rate your favorite?
Six.
Six? You like six better than seven? Really?
Six.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. I honestly not that seven's bad by any stretch of the imagination,
fine.
But I feel that the I personally like the graphics better on six. Mm-hmm. I just thought they were crisper and cleaner, and there were better stages and there was more more background and interactions in the backgrounds and things with Six. There were better characters, more characters. And I don't know, this one, and there's just not much else to do. You know, the single player arcade is a joke.
I think we're coming off that Injustice joke.
And yeah. I was really disappointed in Tekken. I was a little disappointed in Tekken 7 compared to
really?
Tekken 6.
Okay,
yeah.
No,
that's
fine.
The story, I mean, did you guys play the story?
I did not get into the story.
It's the Mishima clan, and you just go back and forth between Jin and Kazuma and them. And you know, the story's never exactly the high point of a fighting game anyway, but this was took what had a semi-entertaining story usually in Tekken, where you got to rotate through the characters and see different things, and just threw it out the window. And
yeah.
And, you know, like I said, if you wanted to play single player, you just have a shoddy arcade that consists of five levels, and the last two or three are the same boss always. And I don't know. I just kind of had hoped for a little bit more myself.
No, I get it. And I can also see that feeling, too, especially after Injustice 2 drops on you. And they had a heavy focus on offline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
there's plenty to do by yourself.
Interesting story. Yeah. Yeah. I've read a lot about I haven't actually got a chance to play through Tekken 7's story missions yet.
You're not missing anything.
But I've read that it's pretty disappointing. But then there's the treasure mode and stuff like that, where you get great rare packages.
Gives, you know, I played some of that too, and that gives some replayability as far as, you know, that's how you get a lot of the unlockables that you can't purchase. But they're all just so outlandish and goofy that I don't care about them. I mean, if they had legacy costumes or things like that, you know, I'd be completely down with grinding for days to get some of that stuff. But I don't want a fish on top of my head.
I thought there were some legacy costumes.
There's a few. I mean, Nina's got one. You know what I mean? But like the black biker outfit that she wears in the story mode isn't even in the game. And clearly the character is modeled in it because you fight her in it in the story mode. So I don't know what they're doing or thinking with some things.
There probably patches coming in, and they're gonna.
It could be DLC later. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. No. I totally. Yeah. I agree with some of that stuff for sure. So that released on June 2nd of this year, obviously a fighting game. Bandai Namco Entertainment is the publisher, developer, Bandai Namco Studios, and they're using the Unreal Engine 4, which it's on display. It's a very good looking game.
It looks good.
For me personally, I like it better than some of the other ones, in the sense of, like, I don't know, I just, after playing a lot of Injustice and that being a little bit more arcadey as far as difficulty and of getting down the moves and stuff, I like the technicality of this one a little bit more.
The
parrying, the grabs, and all that stuff, and it feels a lot more weighty in that way for me. Plus, I just have an affinity for Tekken. I mean, that's like my favorite fighting franchise. Yep. You know, been playing that since Tekken 2 in the arcade. Mm-hmm. But I definitely agree with you on the choices of what they offer you. For like, hey, just play our game. You don't have to go online. Here's some other stuff to do or whatever. I think it's very light in that way. But as far as visual and just like actual, like the technicality of the game and everything, I feel like it hit the mark personally. And the last thing that I really have an issue with is, like you were saying, the legacy stuff. Tekken has a rich legacy. Mm-hmm. It's gone on for well over a decade. Maybe almost 15 years now? Something like that? 20?
Yeah.
15 years?
Oh, probably closer to 20, because I'm thinking I graduate, you know, like class reunion and stuff, and when I played Tekken. So we're talking,
years. That's a good point. and so, like, why not dig into that a bit more? I think after Injustice 2, like, has dropped the bomb with all of the cosmetics that they drop on you and how you can, you know, change that stuff, I think that's going to affect fighting games going forward, because people are going to clamor for that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I went into certain characters and was like, oh, I want to put on, like, Law's Bruce Lee outfit from Game of Death, the yellow jumpsuit. Right. Not available. Do I got to make it myself? How do I do this? I don't know. Yep. You know what I mean?
And not only that, like, at first I was like, oh, you know, there's all kinds of things you can unlock and customize and give different outfits. And there is, except all the girls have the same and all the guys have the same, so it's not all that unique or whatever. It's just a generic alternate costume that any other character can wear, except for, you know, each one has maybe one or two. But
maybe you changed my mind. Maybe it's not the best Tekken.
I even thought Tekken Tag, honestly. I even think Tekken Tag was better than Tekken 7.
Tekken Tag is definitely one of my favorites, for sure.
If I had to rank them, I'd do Tekken 6, Tekken Tag, and then maybe Tekken 7.
I don't know if I could put 6 above Tag or not.
Well, I've read the real meat of 7 is actually in the online tournaments, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
I can see that.
I've been too intimidated to go online with it yet, just because I haven't had much chance to be offline with it.
You're right.
Yeah, you know. And I mean, I've certainly been playing it and stuff, but.
We should dig into that this week.
Yeah, like I'd be down
with
some.
Make a private
term,
room.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, we can kick I'll probably have it back then.
The larger amount of people you have in the tournament, the more money you get, and the the rarer loot, I guess.
Drops.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Question for you, though, before we move on to Friday the 13th. How do you guys feel as far as Tekken 7, as far as how they... Now, I'm not sure how the story plays into it, but how do you feel about, like, legacy characters like Lei Wulong? Like, he's not there.
Oh,
shit. There's a bunch of characters that aren't there. Yeah, like, did they die in the story from the last one? Or how? I don't remember how it played out.
Why is the Kuma
they were thrown in the volcano. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
They choose to just omit. I mean, that's one of my biggest gripes is throughout all the series, you know, Nina and Anna were my favorites. And I like Anna better than Nina.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been two games that they've... ditched her in, and Tekken 4 was one, and now Tekken 7 is the other. And they have announced DLC, and I have my fingers crossed that she might, because she's such a favorite, fan favorite, you know, character, as are a lot of them that weren't in it. But
like, name off a couple. I mean, you got like Anna's missing, you have Julia missing, you have Lei Wulong is missing, you have and some of them they kind of did a swap. Like Raven was in the last one, kind of like Blade, but
now
it's like
his
daughter.
Master Raven, that's a girl. Yeah, and she looks cool or whatever. Yeah. But it's like I don't.
But
know.
But like some of those are legacy characters. Like where are they?
Yeah.
Like,
why would you cut out people's favorites?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like Jin's mom.
That's great
not
for
in
sales.
There.
Oh right. And I'm thinking the kangaroo.
Yep. And the lizard variant.
Kangaroo
and
the
Alex. Variant,
Alex. But there's a bunch of stuff like. I don't know if that's just an issue thing where it's like, you know, oh, we want this to be more of a competitive thing, so we got to make sure that the roster is like yay big so we can really focus and hyper-focus it. Like, I don't understand
that. They add new other unoriginal characters instead, so that makes me think that can't be it, you know what I mean? Because it's like we have that of course, that new chesty girl to replace Christy.
Yeah,
but still has like the same moves and still looks like it's like you want another voluptuous woman in there with
the wrestling one or
no? She does like a lot of kicks and stuff. She's kind of like Christy. Well, Christy was a lot like Eddie, but they took all that extra stuff out. And they made her kicks a bit more like Horang.
Okay.
A bit.
And this is the one with the big black bustier.
And she has like her thong hanging out up over her pants, and she has like this.
She's got a bikini top on,
and a jacket. Okay. And she has sunglasses. Like big sunglasses, and, she's gonna go.
She looks a bit like Jennifer Lopez.
With Paris Hilton or somebody.
Like, dude, you just describe the '90s.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. Right.
We just are like, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I got the vampire character Eliza in DLC since I pre-ordered it, and she's pretty cool. I hadn't played her before.
Okay. Well,
I have a question though. Why is Akuma? He's at Capcom, right?
Yep. There's always guest appearances, and they just
he looks pretty cool.
I
saw him fighting. I was like, dude, this dude's crazy.
Well, they nailed, and this one, I'll give this praise for sure. They nailed the feel of Street Fighter with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they got it perfect where it feels like a Street Fighter character that's been perfectly blended into a Tekken. Because they tried making that Tekken X Street Fighter or Street Fighter X Tekken. I forget how it went. But where they tried to blend the two, and it didn't feel enough like one or the other. It felt more Street Fighter than Tekken.
Yeah.
I feel like the Tekken characters kind of got mashed down a bit and like dumbed down where they didn't feel like Tekken people anymore, so they didn't blend it well, but this feels perfect.
I was watching some fights with Akuma and some Tekken dudes, and I was like, dude, Akuma's throwing it down with them and
throwing fireballs
and
it's weird, but it's cool though.
It's really cool, and I like, I'll get into more of this game more than Injustice because the fighting is fast paced. It's faster than Injustice 2, so I'm like,
yeah, definitely,
that's the reason I couldn't get
and
into
speaking
Injustice
of fireballs
much.
The projectiles are at a very minimum on this game, so there's going to be no Deadshot or Captain Cold on one end of the game shooting bullets at you with nothing to do. You know, you can easily jump over what few projectiles there are in this
or sidestep game.
Or sidestep, which is exactly the best thing about
Tekken.
I
love my sidestep. I would sidestep and grab your ass.
Yeah.
There are guns and swords and weapons coming.
I looked at you when I said it, Jose. I'm sorry. I told him I would sidestep and grab his ass.
I'm going to watch my ass now.
You know, they do have guns and swords and some weapons, though, that are unlockable, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
I'm down for that. And they also added back in the back dash, too, so you can dash backwards and get out of trouble a little bit. But
How do you sidestep? Because I was...
Double tap down, up down. Or double
Got
tap
it.
Down.
Got it. All right.
Down comes towards the screen. Up goes away. And then, you know... Mm-hmm.
I didn't spend enough time with it to really...
I can give you a lesson.
Unlock.
I'll be ready.
And sure. I like this.
Like yeah, you'll give me a lesson, all right.
The sure, buttons attack in each correspond to an arm. Left arm, right arm, left foot, right yep. foot versus yep. like mm-hmm. heavy punch or heavy attack, middle attack, light yep. attack.
Left yep. right, left right.
So if, like, if you kick at me with your right foot, I would double tap down to come away from your foot and yeah. come on the side of you and do a grab on you and stuff like that. So,
uh-huh, got it.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, you can come. We can play together. You can kick my ass. Okay. So it's always good to fight somebody who's better because then you learn something.
The good thing about Tekken is that yeah. it's very first-time user-friendly. Mm-hmm. And you can, a lot of times, to be honest, button mash and do fine, which makes it, you know, easy to pick mm-hmm. up, but, you know, you can also learn moves and then take mm-hmm. that, you know, one step further. And
yeah, take stuff. It to the next
they
level.
They also yep. added in, real quick before we go to Final, I keep on saying Final Fantasy 13. Friday the 13th.
Were they already?
The game. Real quick, too, they added in a similar thing, like Injustice, where it's like you build the meter and then you start to glow red.
Rage.
But yeah, you go yeah. into a rage mode rage where mode. You can hit the button, like the triggers or whatever, and it does a similar, like a fatality kind of finisher on you, which will take like a huge chunk of your mm-hmm. health down, but you can continue to fight back from it. It's really cool how they added in there. And then also when the match is really close and both people are close to being killed, the last blow will be a slow motion
yeah,
kind of thing.
It kind of threw me off at first, but it's yeah. cool. I mean, yeah. But, yeah, the camera kind of gets a little wonky, and I kind of freak out. I'm like, oh, what do I need to do? Do I need to do something different? But it's already setting into motion what's happening.
Can it be blocked, though?
You can block some of them if you have enough health, but if you don't have enough health, you're going to take a little bit of damage no matter what.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough, you're gonna get okay. knocked out. But if you have enough to block it, you can block some of it.
Sweet.
Some of them are unblockable, though.
Okay.
So I got something. All right. What's the guy's name with the red eye? Is that Yuma? Or
the red eye.
He's Mishima. He's like the son.
Kazuya.
Or it's Kazuya. Okay. There's a way you can unlock the devil Kazuya.
Okay. Yeah. He's already
available. The way that you unlock him, supposedly he wasn't completely available. But if you play as Kazuya and then you hit the right trigger, mm-hmm. it unlocks the rage, and he'll do like a devil thing. Mm-hmm. That will unlock that character as a playable character.
Nice, nice. No, that sounds awesome. Yeah, because he's usually available in the other ones. I mean, he's been in a lot of them, at least. I think the devil version of him. And then also Jin, too.
He looked like he was available to me, too, but I was reading some stuff today saying that he's not.
So you have to unlock it, then.
Yeah, maybe for some modes he's not unlocked, but this will unlock him.
Sweet.
So, whatever.
A lot of that, too. So many fighting games. Yeah, we still get Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite coming later on this year, too. So, I don't know. Well, we got a little bit of time left. Let's go ahead and squeeze in some Friday the 13th talk. Guys.
Hell yeah.
Guys, come on. Dude, I'm loving this game so much.
This is absolutely the game that I hate that I love so much.
It's awesome.
It is nothing but problems and glitches and stuff from like at the get-go, and it's smoothed out now. But boy, for such a rough game, I freaking love it and cannot stop playing it.
I love the fact that it came out of nowhere. I mean, this was a Kickstarter. Let's go through like the info on it. So we released on May 26th officially on a Friday. Of this year. It's an asymmetrical third-person survival horror. Its publisher is Gun Media, developer Gun Media, Illphonic, and the engine they're running is Unreal Engine. So, I mean, this was a Kickstarter like 2-3 years ago,
several years ago.
Where they kickstarted it, threw the idea out there, and these are guys that took Friday the 13th very seriously. Like, they love the source material, and a lot of it goes into a lot of it is on display, like the love they put into it. I mean, other than the technical glitches and everything,
aspects of the game, they literally plucked mm-hmm. the spirit of Friday the 13th out of all the movies and put it into a video game.
It's so good, and it's so addicting.
And it's getting really mediocre and poor ratings. Don't let that deter you. It is an awesome game. It is so much fun.
Here's one of the biggest issues that I think kind of happened and that kind of explains some things. When the game first was released, it just didn't work. You know, you couldn't log in. You'd get errors. If you did get logged in, you couldn't find a match.
You'd get booted and stuff.
I got booted a couple times.
Right. So their workaround was to do a private match and to get online, go to the looking for a group section on the forums, find people, add them as friends. But I mean, sure, that worked because, you know, then you don't have to go through the matchmaking. You could play private matches, and that's, you know, what I did. But that's not fair to ask your people to do that. And there's a lot of people that would not have seen that online to know to
good
do
point.
That.
Yeah. Good point.
And, you know, it was a workaround for some people, and it allowed me to play it. But I was just really disappointed mm-hmm. that that's how they more handled it, because that leaves still a lot of people in the dark.
It just goes to show, because they raised $1 million to get this off the ground through Kickstarter. And, I mean, you think to yourself, oh, $1 million, that's a lot of money. I mean, to develop a game and put in, you know, all the assets and resources that you need to do it, and then have people test it, and then put servers out there, and then have things to keep those servers up and running properly. And
it's not that much money.
The thing that got,
it's not as much money as you think.
Yeah. The thing that got me was I feel like a lot of this could have been avoided or at least warned about if they would have held an open beta.
There you go.
Yeah, and that would have really given them a sense of what their servers can and can't handle, and how many people are going to play the game, because they originally estimated 30,000 people were going to log in, and it was 90,000 people that logged in, and it broke everything. So, and I know they have had some closed betas, but you can't judge your player base by a closed beta. And
and it makes me wonder, because like maybe they ran out of money, maybe it was an issue with the publisher, et cetera. I mean, there's all kinds of different angles that could be the reason why, but I thought it was really weird that when it launched on Friday, because we've been talking about it beforehand, people that were
really excited for it.
Yeah, everybody was excited for it that we know of and everything. But what about those people out there that are looking for something new to play? They're like, oh, I just want somebody to tell me something good. And the funny thing was, I went to go download it on Friday. It wasn't even anywhere in nowhere.
You couldn't find it.
You had to dig into the menus of the store on both Xbox and PlayStation to find it. It wasn't like upfront and personal. Here we go. They have games that are like don't release till like freaking November that are up like on the first page.
Yeah.
Well, this game released today, and they did it a disservice. Now, the question is, did the developer / publisher ask for that to be buried because they knew it was going out glitchy?
They wanted a softer start.
Like, okay, we're worried about this being an issue. Let's hide it. Maybe less people will find it. That seems
weird
to me.
Or was it a Sony screw-up? Because I've had them do it before where they don't release something until the next day, sometime in the middle of the day. Sometimes they don't release things until Tuesday.
But that was around all platforms, though. So that makes me think it wasn't just, you know.
Yeah.
Because on Xbox, it was right there.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's something that the publisher was like, bury it.
Just a little bit.
Or maybe since it's not like a AAA game, I mean, it's kind of an indie game. You know, they do give indie games some love sometimes on the stores, but, you know, you do, you know.
Well, if this was happening, why didn't they just delay it? Then the fans would understand. I feel like if they would have...
known, you know, that hey, this was going to happen, then we should have delayed. Like an open beta would have saved. They would have known, like, oh, hey, we need to actually push this back to the next Friday the 13th, actually. You know,
that makes my point, though. Like, it makes you question, like, okay, what happened to the point where the option to push it back wasn't there anymore? Maybe because that's where publishers and developers kind of collide sometimes, because one has an idea of where they want to be by, you know, for fiscal reasons or you know, monetary reasons, and then a developer's like, well, we need time. Don't tie this to a movie. Don't tie this to anything. Let it be done when it's ready, you know, and put it out there. So that kind of thing always comes into question in my mind.
We want this in our second quarter of fiscal earnings. Yeah. So release that now.
Just get it out of the way. Or maybe the developer had a passion about this, but then the publisher was like, this is not one of our bigger games. It's not a big deal. We need to put our efforts into this. And they just kind of write it off. I mean, who knows? I mean, we're just speculating.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But
I kind of wonder if they didn't have blinders on.
We don't know shit.
And think, hey, our open beta worked, and so, we got our Kickstarters going, and everything's great. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you're not.
Now that we've complained about the game,
let's
let's talk about what the game actually is. Like, how does it start? Like, what are we doing? I'll go at it. I guess I'll just go in.
You were starting. I was waiting for you.
I'm looking at for the listeners. I'm looking at them. Like, anybody want to jump in and talk about?
But
it?
But you were still talking as you were looking at,
talking
us,
as
so.
I'm looking at them. Like, talk about giving like
it's
two.
They tried to jump into a double dutch
cues. Yeah, two different cues.
Same.
I'll start us off. So basically, you have Jason. Somebody gets to be Jason, so it's asymmetrical. And then you have seven. Is it seven counselors? Seven counselors that have mixed skill sets. So some of the skills are like luck, where you have better chance of finding things that you need in the environment. You have like stealth and speed and like
composure.
Composure.
How much you freak out when Jason's nearby,
Or when you how much you freak out in the dark if he were to turn the lights off, or if you found a dead body of one of your friends that's playing, and you know your level freak out a little bit, and that gives out a ping off on the map where Jason can kind of get an idea of where you're at.
The blonde guy has the worst fear, I think. The one who's got the face every time Jason comes in.
There's a couple of them that have the one. Yeah, Chad.
Chad, yeah. That's the one. Chad. Yeah.
God damn it, Chad.
Chad cannot handle Jason.
Yeah. Jenny's got the best composure.
Yeah. And Jenny's the level 18 one you can unlock. She's like the last person you unlock.
No, that's the flirty girl. That's Tiffany Cox.
With the little shorts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Jenny's the one that looks like the girl from Friday the 13th in the striped sweater, striped shirt, and the white collar and white belt.
Yeah.
That's straight lifted out of the movie. All the characters are lifted out of the movie in one way or another. I mean, there's no, like, the level 18 girl, Tiffany Cox, like, she's not actually in it, but a girl wearing that outfit is in, episode 3 or whatever. So,
and she died.
Yeah. I had some fun matches, I got to tell you. My biggest flaw, I guess, is if we get to the – because you can either – there's two cars – to escape in. Other times there's just one car and one boat.
Yep.
But when there's two cars, one of them's a four-seater and one of them's a two-seater.
Mm-hmm.
And if we happen to get the two-seater repaired first and there's three of us, I attack my teammate and I hit him over the head with a board or a bat or something, and I jump in the car.
You betray him?
I don't kill him, so I don't get the betrayal negative points. But I definitely whack him over the head with a baseball bat and take their seat in the car. Are you kidding? Jason's going to kill me.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
We had a similar situation, but we were all talking. We're like, "Hey, they're like, there's two cars. They're like, which one? Blah blah blah." We're like, "Oh, the blue car has four seats, and the yellow car has two." They're like, "Okay, you got the battery. You're already over there. Repair the blue car, so more of us can get away." Like, this guy was like all about everybody.
Right, well, we
out
tried
together.
To do. You try to.
You try. Yeah. But, I mean,
it can't always
happens.
Be.
How about the guy who took the boat and just left?
That
alone?
Was Noah. Noah left me on the fucking pier.
That was
Noah left me. No, I'm gonna tell this fucking story before you. I'm running around and I'm like, oh, and this is like one of my first matches, so I'm trying to figure out how to play, and so I'm running around like, okay, I found a battery and stuff. And just for everybody's knowledge, if you haven't played this yet, you can't talk to everybody else in the game unless you have a walkie or unless you are within proximity. So if Noah and I are near each other, or Joel and I are near each other, near a cabin or just in the area, we can talk to each other. But if Joel or Noah travels away from me too far, I can't talk to them anymore.
Unless we have walkie-talkies.
Uh-huh. Right. And then you can find walkie-talkies. So you want to go into the buildings and stuff, and you want to open drawers and cabinets to look for like walkie-talkies. Or
pocket knives. Maps,
now, there are little weapons you can use to escape. So if Jason happens to grab you and he's going to try to do a kill on you, you can try to escape by jamming on the X button, or if you're playing Xbox, it'd be the A button, and jam on the meter. Now, that goes into your skill set. So if the person has a good composure skill set, they can kick free faster than somebody who is super scared and can't get away. You have better chance.
Stick the pocket knife in his throat or something.
Yep.
That's an instant get out of
a pocket knife
card.
In the throat, or you can throw firecrackers in front of him if he's approaching you to stun him and so on. So there's things, ways you can stun him too.
You really got to stun him. I mean, that's the best way to
you have to. So I'm looking around the house. I get a battery, and I'm like, sweet. I'm going back to the boat. I was like, I need to find a propeller. So I run off to go find a propeller, and I'm in the vicinity. And all of a sudden, I hear the boat go, 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 go. I'm like, what the fuck? I turn around. I start sprinting back to the boat. All of a sudden, I see Noah. I don't even know if it's Noah yet because I don't see his name pop up. I see the boat driving off. I'm like, hey. And I'm yelling into my mic, like, hey, stop. You know, I'm not yelling, but I'm trying to get him to stop.
Right.
He just drives. I know that fucker heard me.
I did. In my excuse, there was nobody by the boat, and somebody had already installed the propeller, and I had gas.
Yes,
and I literally creeped.
It was a propeller, yeah.
I creeped. Oh, this was a propeller.
It was one or the other.
Right,
I put something
in
there.
And I creeped along the beach with the gas, creeped me good. And then I get there and the propeller was on. Nobody was anywhere near, and my character sucks at putting the stuff together because of the ditzy girl, and so I managed to do it, and still nobody was there, and I got in the boat and left.
And when
I got out, then all my friends, or all the rest of our party was like, dude, you left your buddy. You left your buddy.
I was on the pier. Like waving,
standing on the pier.
Like, motherfucker.
Like, you should have been there.
it was hilarious. Like, fun moments
but
that happen all the time.
Right, but the funny thing is, if you would have had a walkie,
yeah.
like, I would have waited because you were close, yeah. But you didn't. I mean, I didn't know. You know, it's just how. Yeah.
See, and that's like that's some of the beauty of the game where you can have these different mechanics. Now, also, if you have walkies, Jason can hear you too, or if he's in proximity.
If he's in proximity,
he can hear you. But if you have walkies, he can't hear everything you say. But. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, so if he's nearby, just hiding, just hanging out in some bushes or just standing around somewhere, and you guys are making your plan, like, okay, we're going to go to this car. You go to that house over there on Pine Ridge, da da da.
Yeah.
He can be like, oh, okay. I know where they're going to be at. I'm going to go over there. You know, and Jason has four abilities. Now, one of them is like he can teleport, so he can, the map will open up. You hold like R1 down, and then you can pick like, you know, triangle, square, circle, or X if you're on PlayStation, PlayStation, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can teleport somewhere on the map. You just put the dot where you want to go, and all of a sudden, boom, you're there. And then it replenishes over time. The other one is like, was it the
phase
sense?
Shift? Sense is the eyeball where he can tell if somebody's in a cabin or you can see their outline.
The outline turns red if you can see them or near them. And if they're inside of a house, he can tell that they're in a house because the whole house glows red.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then the other one was
the shift.
That's,
which is the one where... That explains how he can move so fast, because then you can just kind of zip along for a short while and like reappear. It's not like going anywhere on the map. It's anywhere in the vicinity.
It's similar to like on Dishonored, where you do like the shifting that he does, where he kind of shoot forward, you just hold the button down and he kind of glides along the ground.
Yep,
and you can like catch
up
to
appear in front of him or whatever.
Yeah, or right next to him or something.
And there's another one called
Rage or Stalk. Yeah, it's a rage mode.
No, Stalk is different than Rage Mode. Stalk is the last one where it will turn off the music, and you won't know if Jason's near you because you hear that scary music when he's by you.
So
if Jason hits Stalk, then you won't hear
that
music.
Got it.
Then, after he's unlocked all four of his abilities, then Rage Mode unlocks later, which allows him to just walk through walls, walk through doors,
If you can lock
a door. Smash him?
Because normally if you go into a house...
That doesn't happen until the very end game.
Yeah, because each match lasts 20 minutes. So the way you survive is either you survive the night by lasting the whole 20 minutes and not dying. The other one is you can escape by calling the police. So you find a fuse box, and you got to put the fuse in it and fix it. Then you use the phone, you call the police, and then
they come in five minutes, and you have to.
And there's two exits.
Only one exit. Yeah,
there's two exits, but they only show up at one of them, and you got to figure out which one it is. You might guess the wrong one and hang out near one. And
boom,
got
killed.
Yep, everybody's in there. Bad.
So there's that, and then the other way is you can kill Jason or escape in a car or boat. Mm-hmm. So those are the four ways you can take him out. But, yeah, typically when the match starts off, you start off near a couple people maybe or near a cabin. You run in, and you want to open all the drawers and try to find stuff. Mm-hmm. And you usually want to lock the door.
I say lock the door and open all the windows because it makes it harder for him
to break them.
And, yeah, you can escape quicker.
Yeah, a lot of strategy in it. I've had Jasons that will put, like bear traps outside of a window, and then they'll come through the door just luring you to their trap. You jump out the window. You're like, ah, and you're stuck. And then he comes around the building. You're like, no, leave me alone. And he can talk to you. Whoever's Jason is, they talk to you and something. You know, you have people that say funny stuff.
Yeah.
Come here, let me hug you, buddy.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
Come here. You want some candy?
When I was Jason, I kept telling people that I wanted to sell them Girl Scout cookies. I was like, don't run away. I got these Thin Mints. And they're like, I don't want any. This is running down the path, like sprinting away from me, like, come back.
I
got Caramel Delights.
Joel.
Yeah.
You want to know about Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
Yeah, right? Trying to push it. Yeah, I was whispering to Joel, like, Joel, come here. I got some body wash. So he's like, I don't want any. He's like running away. It's so fun, though.
It's fun playing as Jason.
When it works, it's fun.
I was somebody went for a swim when I was Jason.
Bad idea.
As fast as he moves, like he's teleporting practically in the water. So I jumped in the water and ran right up to him and pulled him under.
Yep.
It was like death from below or something.
Last night, I finally killed somebody in the fireplace.
Oh, I've seen that. Throws him in the fireplace.
Yeah, I caught him in the cabin and I had him by the throat in the air. And I was like, okay. And your wheel pops up based on, because you get points every match that you can use to unlock outfits or unlock
perks.
Perks that you can put on there for your character, for Jason, or for your campers or whatever, your counselors. And so the one I had my stuff unlocked and I had him in the air. I was like, oh, should I punch him through the chest or should I choke him out or should I squish him to their eyeballs pop out? No. threw them down by the fireplace. It just an X pops up. You held them down face first into the fire. You put your foot you put your foot on the back of like, their shoulder blades and just hold them in it. And they're just wiggling and screaming.
Yeah, there's environmental kills.
It's so bad. Yeah. I got killed on a freaking bird bath where he ripped off the top of it, slammed me onto the bird bath, and then took the top part where they have the water that was would go in it and whacked me over the back, like my head, and broke my neck.
That's good.
Like, crazy.
Sounds like fun. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a it's a glitchy mess, but it's so fun. When they fix
it, I was afraid you were going to say he impaled you on the.
No, he did. Oh. He ripped the top of the bird bath off where it was just like the stand of it.
Impaled your ass, ass first?
Slammed me through there through my stomach and chest. Jesus. And then while I'm laying on there like hanging back, he just whacked me over the like my head and broke my neck backwards.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, there's some bad kills in there. Dude. Yeah.
We got Jason's mask off this morning. It's
did
the
you?
First time I've gotten...
See, this is a strategy there.
Just, yeah. You just... kept beating him. There was no way they were going to kill him. I mean, the sweater wasn't there, and I think Tommy Jarvis had already respawned and died.
Talk about that real quick. Tommy Jarvis and the sweater.
Oh, yeah, so Tommy Jarvis, yeah, he's a like the only reoccurring character besides Jason and Pamela or whatever in the in the movie. But if a counselor dies and you get to the cabin that has the big antenna, you're able to radio for help. And after two teammates have to be dead, then Tommy Jarvis will... spawn as one of the dead teammates will respawn as Tommy Jarvis, and he'll has advanced stats from the counselors.
He can run faster. He has more stamina, more strength, just a little bit more than everybody else. Yep. So he's like kind of a super counselor bit.
And if you're listening and you guys get respawned as Tommy Jarvis, we have a big pet peeve on Tommy Jarvis's that respawn and then run like little bitches. Your job is to help the other counselors escape.
Get away.
So that's what you need to do. Yeah, I cannot stand it when somebody respawns as Tommy Jarvis, jumps in the car and leaves.
Yeah.
Like, we're supposed to help me. Yeah.
His job is actually to kill Jason.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the only one that can actually deliver the fatal blow when that time comes.
And if
comes,
you can't kill him, I'm like, you know, because like if you're playing it and you get freaked out because one of your friends gets lifted into the air by Jason, if you have a bat or something, hit him with it. Throw down firecrackers, whatever. Mm-hmm. He'll drop your friend. Then you and your friend can run away.
Once the animation starts, it won't.
No,
so I have seen so many people too try to keep hitting them with a bat when the animation's been going. And I'm like, you know, they can't hear you once you're dead. But I'm like yelling to my microphone, just run. It's too late.
Yeah. But if you catch it early enough where he's like walking, trying to figure out, well, how should I kill them? Throw some stuff down, help him out. Mm-hmm. Like literally, we were in the car trying to get away. And I was in the passenger side. He kept pulling the driver out of the car. He'd pull her out, have her by the throat. I run out with my bat, the girl I had, and I'd whack him. He'd drop her. She'd get back in the car. We tried driving away. He'd pull her out again. I'd get out. I'd whack him again. Like, he's not taking her. And I threw those firecrackers, and we just ran and said, fuck the car. But so many fun things like that you can do.
Lots of unscripted moments, even though you basically have three simple maps. They're big.
Yeah.
And the just, yeah, there's just a lot of
and
replayability
glitches,
with it.
Just be aware of it. Yeah. You know.
Okay. We get dropped once in a while, you know, when you have to rejoin and stuff, but it's getting better. So
yeah,
I got something that I heard that they may be adding the one from Jason 10. The
space Jason.
They may add the space Jason.
That's
mask
right, because you can do different Jasons.
And the space station.
Nice.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Okay.
So that's
it Jason X? Wasn't that one the movie?
Jason X.
Yep.
Yeah.
The space one.
And I think that's
the worst one.
that may be a DLC that's going to come out or something. I'm not sure.
You need more maps. That's what I want.
You know what you do? A Kickstarter for Freddy VR.
Yeah, that could be cool. Oh, that would be
Freddy VR would be good.
That would be weird.
I want to see Mike Myers guest star in Friday the 13th, the game.
Oh, that would be a perfect fit, you know? Huh. Freddy. Yeah. Nothing like hide in a closet, though, and then he knows you're in the house. Like, I watched him walk back and forth. He looked through the keyhole. Yeah. He walked back and forth. And finally, he stops and stands right in front of him. I was like, oh, shit, I'm dead.
Yeah.
He just breaks it open and rips me out and kills me and stuff.
So he was just messing with you?
Yeah, pretty much. Or just funny unscripted, like Noah was saying, so many unscripted things like that, like where I didn't have a walkie yet, and so I'm running around, and the guys found like a four-seater car, and I saw them. Like I had a map, though, so I could see where they were going along the road. I was like, okay, I can cut them off. If I run through these bushes, I can head them off at the road and jump in the road and like, hey, pick me up, because I couldn't tell them to stop that I'm there. So I'm getting there. I'm running, and I'm like 10 feet from the road. Literally, if they'd waited like 2 seconds longer, I would have been in the road. They drove past, and I'm out in the road, like just as they pass, I'm like, hey! And they can't hear me.
Yeah. That's
they kept driving.
I was driving the car and had a teammate do the same thing. They tried to run out on the road to stop, only they ran out in the road and I ran them over. And then I got a penalty for it.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, fun times, fun
yeah,
times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I kind of need to check this game out now.
It's only $40. It's only $40. $40. So.
That's all it is.
But it's a
very attractive
digital
price
download,
point.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, digital only. Man. PS4 or Xbox One.
What you guys have for the PS4, right?
Yep.
I have it on both. Actually.
Oh, you do? Yeah, nice.
I only have it on the
Amanda
PS4.
Amanda talked me into it on Xbox, but I got it on PS4 because of these guys.
All right, yeah. I'll jump for the PS4.
You should do it. It's fun.
It's so much
it's
fun.
It's hella fun.
Hella.
But, yeah, guys.
We went over on time. It was so much
fun.
Oh,
we went over by, like, you know, 9-10 minutes, which, you know, it's...
Extra content for the listeners.
Something so good, though, man. You can't help it. I can't help it. But, yeah, that's pretty much our show, guys. So, if you've learned anything on this episode, play Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Glitchy or not, it's a damn good time. I've made a lot of good friends playing that game already. Just strangers. They're like, dude, yeah, we had a good time playing with you.
All my Rainbow Six Siege friends played this, so it's been fun to reconnect with them.
Absolutely. If you like this episode or if you want to hear us talk about other games that you enjoy or just topics in general, hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you want to reach out to us. We greatly appreciate any questions or comments and feedback. Then thanks for listening to us. If you would like to show another form of support, you can help us keep the lights on by going to patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as $1 a month, you can help us, you can have access to more content in our post show, which we call Final Round, where we talk about more of our nerdy, fun things that we enjoy doing. If you don't want to subscribe necessarily for that, you can always do us a one-time donation. So that's available as well. And definitely support our other shows on our network, Nerd Church Radio, where they talk about all sorts of DC crazy fun with the books and everything and the characters. It's an awesome show. Check them out. Or you can also check us out at Indie Comic Ninja, talking about indie books, indie comic books and whatnot with myself and Dexter and Ben. And Ariel is on there usually with us, so check that out. And Noah's on Nerd Church Radio, so check it out. Otherwise, subscribe, rate, review. That always helps us climb the charts. We appreciate it. So if you haven't done so and you've been listening this long, shame on you. Give us some love. Go on there and subscribe. Otherwise, guys, where can we find you?
You can find me on the Xbox and the PlayStation 4 under Scorpio 1969, and that's S-C-O-R-P-I-O 1969. And also on Twitter as JoelGao1.
Booyah.
All right, and you can find me on any social media network, just at Noah O'Toole. And if you'd want a game with me on the PlayStation Network, I am at Scorpio_Inc, and that's SKORPIO_INK.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to spell out my names.
Why not, buddy?
Because it's...
Did you have a past incident or something?
I think so. Happened?
Somebody was stalking him.
Something happened to you?
Flashbacks. You can catch me on the Xbox and PS4. It's Your Senpai if you want to play some video games. Or if you want to stalk me at Instagram and Twitter at I'm Hipstermaid.
Boom. That's the best you've done it in a while.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I think it's because you don't have a beard anymore. I think it's a fresh start for you.
I miss my beard.
if you want to get at me, I'm at Nerdy Ramondo on both Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Glitch Therapy. We do post some things on there. We definitely have more coming soon here as far as posting photos of us and things that we're up to and games we're playing. Hopefully we can get some Twitch feed going or even some YouTube. So we'll see how that goes going forward. But otherwise, tune into that. If you want a game with me, I am Dirty Dimes on both PlayStation Network and on Xbox Live. And definitely reach out to us to play some Friday the 13th because we...
You bet. We play in private matches. Yeah. We always have 8 people, and it's a lot of fun.
Friend us. We have a good time. It's a pretty chill group of guys. We have some good fun. So anyway, guys, that's our show for this week. We appreciate you tuning in and checking us out. Hope you guys have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.